Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Friday, April 26th. We are on to day two of the 2024 NFL Draft. Big win for the Jaguars last night, being able to trade down and land Brian Thomas Jr. for this offense, wide receiver. We're going to talk about him a little bit, talk about the top targets for day two of the draft. Also, big win for my Orlando Magic last night, defending home court. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoyed the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. Again, really appreciate y'all. Could not be doing this without you. So, wide receiver, no longer a need for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Brian Thomas Jr. has almost an unparalleled potential, right? He's already a height, weight, speed, athleticism freak. A vertical threat, you know, someone who can get open on the outside, down the field. He's already a red zone threat, can go up and get the football with his catch radius, with his size, his big hands, his long arms, his explosive leaping ability. He kind of levitates in the air when he's going up for the football. He's ready to be a weapon for the Jaguars offense right now. Play the Z. You know, you have Gabe Davis probably playing X, Christian Kirk in the slot, Evan Ingram moving around the formation. Brian Thomas Jr. at Z, he can also move around the formation. And the good thing about playing him at Z, he's not the most physical receiver right now. He's 6'3", 210, but not super strong, doesn't play the game super physically. So keeping him off the line of scrimmage is going to make it easier for him to release against cornerbacks. You can also move him around the formation, get him in motion, do a lot of different fun things with a Brian Thomas Jr. So you can go ahead and cross wide receiver off the list of needs because the Jaguars are now five deep at the position. We'll see if Zay Jones sticks around or not. Not exactly sure how they're going to play that out, but either way, the Jaguars are looking good at the wide receiver position. Again, you've got a freak athlete in Brian Thomas Jr., great size, great length, crazy production last year for LSU. You know, 17 touchdown catches, led college football, and youth. He's only 21 years old. So he doesn't have to be the number one receiver from day one, which is another positive thing for his development. Like, you're not just thrusting him into this situation where he has to be the top guy. He just needs to put in work, continue to develop, and the sky is the limit for him. He doesn't have to be the featured target in game one, week one. You've got Christian Kirk, Evan Ingram, Gabe Davis. You've got what should be an improved running game. We'll see how that plays out. But you've got Trevor Lawrence throwing him the football, and I think that Trevor and Brian Thomas Jr. I think that's just such a great pairing. Getting him a wide receiver on a rookie contract, also having the fifth-year option available to you down the road with that first-round pick, it's awesome. And also, trading down, right? You traded down from 17 to 23. You still landed the guy you wanted. The Jaguars, they said, you know, at 17, Brian Thomas Jr. would have been the pick. So two straight years, you have in the first round, Trent Baalke and the Jaguars being able to trade down and still acquire the guy they want. I think that's a thing of beauty. You land more draft capital, two 2025 picks in the third and fourth round, and then also a fifth rounder in 2024. What else do the Jaguars need now moving into day two of this 2024 NFL draft? Let's dive into it. Cornerback, edge, I believe defensive tackle for that rotation, OL depth. Like you talk about cornerback, Ronald Darby, Tyson Campbell, yes, you feel pretty good about those guys. Ronald Darby has had a long injury history, but you need more. Darnell Savage playing the slot a little bit, it looks like, as of now. We'll see how it plays out, but I do think cornerback is a top need. I think edge is a need as well. Beyond Trayvon Walker and Josh Allen, you need a third, maybe even a fourth edge rusher. You do have Travis Gibson, who you brought in, who has shown the ability to contribute with Bill Shuey as his position coach, certainly in Chicago. But I think you need more. I think at defensive tackle, you know, Eric Armstead, Devon Hamilton, excuse me, and then also Roy Robertson-Harris, those are your main three guys. You do have Adam Gotsis, you do have Jeremiah Ledbetter. But I think one more kind of stalwart, a guy who can really create some penetration, would really help that defensive front. And then offensive line depth, right? I think you could use tackle depth for the future. You don't really need tackle depth for 2024. You have three deep, but you could definitely use offensive line depth on the interior as well. And you just want to make sure what happens in 2023 does not happen in 2024 with those O-line injuries, that offensive line kind of cratering down the stretch, not allowing Trevor much time. And then obviously Trevor Lawrence trying to put the team on his back, getting injured, battling through that. You just want to avoid all that in 2024 and beyond. So now in day two, the Jaguars have the 48th overall pick and the 96th overall pick. They have a bunch of day three picks as well, which will be tomorrow, Saturday, 114, 116, 153, 167, 212, 236. But again, two draft picks tonight as of right now. I think the Jaguars tried to trade up last night after trading down for Brian Thomas Jr. I think they tried to trade back up. They weren't able to do so. I think they could definitely do that again today, potentially trading up. We'll see how that plays out. The Bills have traded back to 33, so they now hold the top pick in the second round. Could the Jaguars be trying to get up to 33 or somewhere around there to land one of these players that they covet? I think that there's a good possibility to do that. And the good thing about it is they've acquired so much more draft capital over the last couple, or over the next couple years, 2024 and 2025, that trading up isn't really going to make it look like this draft class doesn't have enough prospects, right, coming in here. So I think that they're in a good situation if they want to trade up, if they want to sit and pick at 48, if they want to trade down even. I think the Jaguars have fantastic options. Looking at those options, starting at cornerback, my top guys, Kool-Aid McKinstry is still on the board. This is a first-round prospect all day, in my opinion. I think Cooper DeJean is also a first-round prospect. Renardo Green, I think he's one of the best press man options outside of the first round. And his rake straw is up there as well. Max Melton is a fantastic athlete. His brother Bo's already playing for the Packers. Got a really athletic family. Max Melton, he's the real deal. He's got length. He's got athleticism. He's got ball skills. I'm not afraid to get feisty and tackle. Chris Abrams-Drain, Ennis Rakestraw's teammate at Missouri. Not the biggest, but certainly a guy that plays with fire, tenacity, good cover guy, and also will come downhill and support against the run. Kyree Jackson, Oregon corner by way of Alabama. Older prospect, right? But a guy who has the length, the athleticism, all the size and the physical traits and the demeanor to play in press coverage. DJ James, a little bit smaller, but super productive, super feisty, good athlete overall. I think DJ James is a good football player. Jerrion Jones out of Florida State, Renardo Green's teammate, can absolutely fly, plays physically, is sticky in coverage. Mike Sanders still out of Michigan. If you're looking for
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
A versatile corner, a guy who primarily play in the slot, and then also be able to move around the formation, you know, play some outside, play some safety for you as well. Then Kamari Lassiter, a guy who doesn't run as fast as you would like, right, but a good football player, certainly. And then at defensive line, I think Johnny Newton is another player, blue chip player for me, should have been a first round pick. I'm really questioning, like, is there just some injury situation? Like, he hasn't been able to participate in the pre-draft lead up due to the injury. How's that going for Johnny Newton? I'm not sure, but he should have been a first round pick based on tape without question. You've got Michael Hall Jr., who is a really good interior pass rusher out of Ohio State, a young player that's developing, but already a really good explosive interior pass rusher with length. Dwayne Carter, who gives you a little bit of both out of Duke in terms of pass rush and run defense. He's explosive. He plays with natural leverage. Love his game. Chris Jenkins, you know, son of Chris Jenkins, the defensive tackle for the Panthers for a long time, a guy who was as stout as they come, and his son, Chris Jenkins, he's super stout as well. He's not the biggest defensive tackle, but the way he plays, you're not moving him off the ball at all. He's got length. He's got athleticism. I think there's pass rush upside, but more of a run defender right now. Mason Smith is a guy to keep an eye on. Not for me personally. I'm not a fan of taking him on day two, but he does feel like a Trent Baalke type of pick because he has pedigree, five-star recruit, incredible athlete in the testing. A guy who dealt with knee injury in 2022, came back in 2023, didn't quite look super refined. He doesn't have a ton of experience, but that sounds like a Trent Baalke recipe, you know, maybe second or third round. And then Mekhi Wingo, his teammate, Mason Smith's teammate at LSU, a guy who's undersized, but certainly has the pass rush profile to be a rotational interior defensive lineman that can take reps kind of all over the formation for you and push the pocket, get back there, and make it difficult for quarterbacks to complete passes. At edge, you've got Marshawn Neyland, who I would love to see the Jaguars land. He's a guy I've been talking about a lot. Chris Braswell is as well. And they already have a Christian Braswell, the Jaguars do, on their team. So that would be a little confusing if you have two Chris Braswells on the football team. But out of Alabama, this is a guy not super refined at this point, but you see flashes of incredible athleticism, very good speed to power, uses his length well, can play with leverage, get up into the body of tackles and drive them into the backfield. So I think that he would be an exciting rotational edge as well. You've got Braylon Trice, who has had a weird pre-draft lead up, but a guy who knows how to weaponize his hands. He can play with some physicality. I think he's going to be a good defensive front player in the league. If you had him as your edge three, you could do a lot worse. I love Mo Kamara as a designated pass rusher for the Jaguars. He is my favorite. Just when you talk about pure pass rush out of these guys, I love Mo Kamara. I also love Jonah Ellis. I think Adisa Isaac could be a target as well for the Jags. Hasn't shown the most refined pass rush skill set on tape, but you saw even more pass rush from him at the Senior Bowl. You have seen flashes of it. He's a good base down defender, has good length. I think that he's the type of player Trent Baalke could gravitate towards maybe in the third round. At offensive tackle, which again, the Jaguars have a good top three right now, so this would really be for the future if they decide they want to move on from Cam Robinson or Walker Little. Offensive tackle Roger Rosengarten out of Washington, love his game, played right tackle for them, protected Michael Penix's blind side. He's a really good athlete, technically refined. I think he's a player that should come off the board early in day two. Kieran Amagaji out of Yale, freak athlete, hasn't been able to participate in the pre-draft process much because of injury, but a guy who I think as a developmental project offensive tackle is awesome. Kingsley Suamataia out of BYU, another really, really freaky athlete, needs some technical refinement, but bringing him in, I think he's a guy that could play guard as well in the future. But I think Kingsley Suamataia, if you want to bring in someone for the future, makes sense. Garrett Greenfield, I think he's a really good pass protector, good length out of South Dakota State, good athlete overall. I love Delmar Glaze. A lot of people project him inside at offensive guard, but I think he can play tackle. What he did at Maryland, played left tackle, has the feet to mirror movements, has the length, certainly, and he can create push at the point of attack. You know, he can move people off the ball a little bit. Blake Fisher out of Notre Dame, Joe Alt's teammate, a guy that he's talented, right? He's got all the athletic ability. He's got length. I think he's still growing technically, but a guy who certainly could end up being a starting caliber offensive lineman in the league. You've got Patrick Paul out of Houston as well. He's not for me personally. I think he's just super sloppy. If you're going to draft him to be a swing tackle of the future, sure. I don't necessarily think he's ever going to be a good starting tackle, but he is a physical freak out there, has great length, so somebody Trent Baalke could gravitate towards. Interior offensive line, Jackson Powers Johnson still on the board, a blue chip player for me. I think he could play center or guard. Christian Haynes, so awesome out of UConn. Natural leverage, great length, great athleticism. He has that dog in him. I think he's going to be a good pass protector and run blocker at the next level. One of my highest rated prospects still on the board. So is Zach Frazier out of West Virginia, who's probably more of a center only type of player. But, you know, in a Doug Peterson scheme where you're getting guys out on the move, I think Zach Frazier might be able to play guard. He hasn't been able to do the pre-draft stuff because of an injury, but another really talented prospect. Dominic Pooney out of Kansas can play all five positions, in my opinion. Has the length and the agility, mobility to play tackle, but he can definitely play guard as well. I think he can play center. And then Cooper Beebe, who I think has played all five positions, but doesn't have the length to play tackle at the next level. But at Kansas State, I mean, this is a guy that if you're going to have him as your interior swing offensive lineman, that's an awesome situation for you. Mason McCormick might be a target for them as well in the third round. A guy who, a mauler, great athlete testing-wise, looks a little stiff on tape. We'll see what happens with him. But again, the Jaguars have fantastic options going into day two of the 2024 NFL draft. They nailed the first round by trading down, acquiring more draft capital, and getting Trevor Lawrence, the most talented receiver he has played with in the NFL from a physical profile standpoint. I just think that there's really good value here for the Jaguars. What they got in first round, what they have in the future, they could move up, they could move down, they can get aggressive, they can play it slow. We'll see how it all plays out here on day two. Really appreciate you guys tuning in. Let me know what you think in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. And again, you can check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. Y'all have a good one.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.